Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Some lovely texts in about the band we just had in there. Doug. Hi, Brendan. Wow, they're amazing, says Charlotte. And Miriam texts in, Doug on the radio, brilliant. They are deadly live. Great song. Thanks, Miriam. And then we're just talking about playing music to cows. Brendan, a texter, said, Gavin texts in. Now, I don't want to get, I'm not stealing Marty Whelan's dad joke crown. No way. But there's a lot of dad jokes coming in about this. Brendan, did you know cows love watching music TV shows, especially other voices? It's cute. I'm sorry, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Then we have other things, texts about dogs sleeping in bed. Now, the one thing Sue, producer, said to me out there, the one thing she's learning about the great Irish public is everybody's dog sleeps in their bed. Got a text in here from Christina and Chris. Must be a nightmare Christmas. My screen just went blank, but basically they said, there it is there. Brendan, in winter, my dog lies on the pillow next to mine like a human with his back feet under the covers. My dad, God rest him, used to play Cayley House to our cows on Saturday evenings. Happy times. That is so cute. Now, staying with big mammals, today is World Elephant Day. But these magnificent animals remain endangered, with numbers still in decline. One man working tirelessly to change that is Jerry Creighton, founder of Global Elephant Care and former Dublin Zoo zookeeper. And I'm delighted to say Jerry joins me on the line from the UAE, where he's currently working on an elephant project. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Brendan, I'm very well, thank you. Out in 48 degrees of heat, just what a red-headed Irishman needs.
That's exactly what you need, but you're hard at it out there anyway. You're out there working, obviously, in the UAE.
Yeah, no, indeed. Yes, we have a very exciting project here, and it was the elephants that are here are a direct result of human-elephant conflict, is where, you know, elephants and humans come into situations where resources are being compromised for the humans. And these elephants were potentially going to be shot or destroyed because of human-elephant conflict, and they were taken to the UAE. So I'm here preparing an absolutely wonderful habitat that's based on like the Namibian desert. Obviously, the heat here works very well for them, and providing the resources. And we've changed in the way we manage elephants now, and human care is thankfully changing significantly. They're not like the zoo prop like what they were many years ago that were rolled out for picture shots. And but now, you know, we understand the intelligence, the sentiment, how they operate as a family, how they invest in one another, how they care about one another. And we're designing habitats that they can live in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, like elephants, with all the biological appropriate resources. Because as I said, and as you mentioned in the intro, like every 15 minutes of every day, there's an African elephant still killed for its ivory.
Oh, no.
Less than 350,000. Yeah, it's shocking, still, Brendan. Results then.
So is that part of the reason? So in 2020, you founded Global Elephant Care. Is that part of what inspired you? Yeah.
Exactly. Part of the inspiration for me was that, you know, was to encourage the wind of change in zoos and support zoos using my knowledge, my extensive knowledge, you know, as a second generation zookeeper and 40 years almost working at the zoo. And, you know, we had done something incredible at Dublin Zoo over two decades ago, where we started allowing elephants to live like elephants, not using them like as props, allowing them to have a habitat where all their biology and psychology and physiology was adapted to. And that resonated throughout the world, and then people were asking for Jerry to come and help them around the world. And then that wasn't sustainable, and I wanted to do it more, so I set up Global Elephant Care. We now have projects in Lima, Brazil, Nanjing, China, USA, UAE, all over the world, and it's just wonderful to see these animals, and with the empathy and the kindness being that they have, and now we're returning that to them and allowing them to be elephants and helping them from a conservation perspective.
And where you are right now, your UAE project is 35 acres for the elephants, is that correct?
Yes, like two of the biggest projects that I've recently worked on and I'm working on, the UAE, it's 35 acres.
Wow.
You know, where they have destinations, where they have motivational movements, reason for movements, where the matriarch is allowed to make decisions that resonate through the herd. I've recently also just helped the Melbourne Zoo, who, because it's a city zoo, have moved all their elephants out to Werribee Open Range, which is 40 acres. So these elephants every day have a new journey of discovery. No day is the same. Every day is different in food presentation, resources, reasons to move, not standing around.
Amazing.
And functioning and behaving like elephants.
And is the elephant herd a matriarchal society?
Very much so. It's all about the lady. The boss of the family is a female. And the mother and daughter relationship, Brendan, is the unbreakable bond in elephant society.
Wow.
An elephant birth is truly something special, which I was lucky to see many times, and particularly at Dublin. And, you know, as a young baby drops to the sand floor, all the young females are pushed in to hear the sights, the smells, the sounds that are unique to that birthing moment. It's all about educating the next generation,
wow,
making sure they have the knowledge to succeed. They're a joy to work with. And as I say, we could learn so much from them, Brendan. You know, they could actually teach us about what life should be like.
We could do with a few more female world leaders right now, couldn't we? Tell me, what does World Elephant Day mean?
Well, again, exactly. It's very important that we celebrate this species and understand their value. They're an iconic species. And also, they're a keystone species in the world, in rejuvenating forests in India and across that peninsula in Africa. You know, they transfer seeds in their dung, they rejuvenate forests, they rejuvenate lands. You know, they create all opportunities for other species to live, and they deserve that protection. We just can't. You know, I just don't understand how a guy could fly in from a helicopter, pay $100,000, and put a bullet in an elephant's head,
imagine,
and stand there with a rifle for a picture for his wall. That happens, Brendan, as speaking.
It's
so, you know, that's why I want to be out there being the voice of the elephant. We've got to work hard to save these things.
It's unspeakable, isn't it? Zoos are actually essential to your work now, aren't they? They've evolved massively, zoos. They're really important for research.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Research is what all the good zoos do. And like Dublin Zoo has an extensive research department too, and the zoos I work with. So you have to have science, application of science. Well, what does that mean? You're studying the animals, you're studying their behavior, you're studying the social cohesions, the interactions, the feeding, everything. And then you're doing your comparable studies with wild elephants, so you know where the standards that you have to improve. So science and practicality blended together. And as I say, we're finally now designing habitats in zoos with the animal's biology, what the animal actually lives like, how it functions. And that's the key. In the past, we've done it for containment or for visitor, you know, amusement. We wanted people to be able to see them. Now we give the elephants choice, opportunity. If they want to go inside our house and cool off, they can do that. People come second in the zoo now. So wait around, be patient. But, you know, the work that the zoo is doing is undeniable. It's unmistakable. So get behind them, support the zoos. They're doing incredible work.
You're globally. You're a second generation zookeeper from Dublin Zoo.
Yes.
I know you're gone global. Can I ask, what was particularly about the elephant that you really wanted to work with, that specific animal?
Yeah, well, that was, again, Brendan, it goes back to, you know, when I started with my dad, Jerry Sr., as a kid many, many years ago. The elephants in Dublin Zoo were kept in a house that was built in the 50s, you know, with a wide range of structural and husbandry problems. And I used to go in the morning and to see these animals, you know, so suppressed and in such a small space, and said, we've got to do better. And then when you get to see how they invest in one another, how they care about one another and learn about their, you know, them as a species, I was just inspired to do more for them, to create, give them what they deserved. And that's why, you know, with my company now, I'm working at some of the finest zoos in the world, and we're making a difference, and we're going to be working with projects to rewild and put elephants back in the wild in the future. So it's going the full circle. Zoos are now conservation organisations that happen to run a zoo.
Wow.
The conservation is the key ingredient to a successful zoo, Brendan.
Jerry Creighton, CEO of Global Elephant Care, inspiring, and keep up the good work. Thank you so much for taking our call. Now, yesterday we talked to Guy Barker about the fact that he was in the room and when George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley were trying to decide to call their band Wham. But now I'm really thinking that this is the song that Jerry Creighton should sing to the elephants. Wham, I'm your man.